Live continuing team coverage of Tropical Storm Elsa. The entire listening area now under a tornado watch until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And we've been tracking some bands of pretty heavy thunderstorms that have been moving out of Interlochen and Putnam County and now starting to penetrate Keystone Heights in southwestern Clay County. Emergency Preparedness Director John Ward is with me. Are you getting any reports of damage early on from Clay?
No, sir, not at this time. Obviously, the bands are starting to come in, but we've not received any damage reports at this point, but our team is at the Emergency Operations Center standing by waiting for those reports to start coming in.
What are you seeing over the next several hours, and what are your greatest concerns right now, John?
I think, you know, obviously, even with the westerly shift that we've seen, I think, you know, we're still going to be looking at those winds, you know, 20, 25 mile an hour, and with as saturated as we are, I think what I'm going to be looking at and my biggest concern is kind of going to be toppling trees, and then power outages because we're so saturated.
I've seen Clay Electric has a handful of outages, primarily in the Gainesville, Alachua County area, maybe indicative of what we may see over the coming hours. There's only one isolated outage in Clay County. What have you heard from Clay Electric and your other partners in terms of preparations in the last couple of days?
So I think we've been on multiple calls daily with all our partners. We've got utility partners that are in our Emergency Operations Center, ready to react appropriately as soon as it's safe to do so. Obviously, we don't want any of our workers or partners out in the, you know, the wind bands or the rain, but as quickly as it would be safe, you know, would be the opportunity to get it restored.
As saturated as the ground is, and as we have seen in recent days with the water and the daily downpours that we've had, are you at all concerned about storm surge or flooding Black Creek areas?
So we're not concerned about storm surge. We are monitoring the creek, but fortunately, even with all the rain we've had good outflow in both the basins. You know, we're going to monitor through the day. We are expecting both North Prong and South Prong to go into action stage. Doesn't really give us impacts, but we are monitoring it very closely because it's really going to determine where those bands fall in through the county into those respective basins.
What after the storm has passed, and this will be a short-lived in terms of duration, likely in terms of multiple hours and not necessarily days of a deluge. I think of Debbie, for example, our partner Kelly Wilson in St. Johns County reminded us of that a couple of days ago or so. What do you foresee over the coming days in terms of response throughout Clay County, and what sort of resources are available? How can people tap into you all?
So I think, you know, one, as always, you know, for the preparedness information, you can go to alert.claycountygov.com. And then our call center is open, and we'd ask that you report any damages, whether it's down trees, those type things, into the call center at 877-252-9362. And we're just going to be monitoring these bands. You know, last report was that the last bit of it was going to clear out of our area Thursday morning. The majority of it should be between about 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. today. Obviously, those timelines have changed quite a bit depending on what the storm does. So it's really just encouraging our citizens to stay safe and then get out and assess our damages countywide to see what type of debris cleanup, if any, that we would need to engage in through the next couple days after that.
John Ward in Clay County, it's only July 7th. We've got a long ways to go. Is this a good dry run for people in the community, especially those who have lived here long enough and seen many storms?
I think it is. You know, we've been, you know, 468 days, not that I'm counting. We've been dealing with COVID, and I think it's just letting folks know, you know, always be prepared. You know, I think we lucked out on this one compared to earlier in the week, but it's really encouraging residents to always be prepared. As you said, we're early July, and we're already on storm number 5, so it could be an active season, but regardless whether it's active or slow, it only takes one to impact our community and make it a bad year.
468 days. Now, you've earned yourself either a vacation or retirement early on if you want to, John.
Yes, I agree, sir.
Stay safe in Clay. Stay in close contact, too. If you have anything to pass along, you know how to get us. Okay, friend, thanks so much. It's John Ward in Clay County as our coverage continues on this Wednesday. Tropical Storm Elsa's impacts just beginning over the coming hours. A tornado watch in effect for the entire listening area until 1 this afternoon. WOKV News Time, 725.